You're listening to SBS News.
The youth are rising!
No more compromising!
It's an election that for many in this group of climate activists comes at a critical time. The School Strike for Climate movement rose to prominence in 2019, gathering momentum after the fires and floods in Australia in recent years. 19-year-old Varsha Yajman has been a key organiser in the movement. She's now working as a paralegal in Sydney and continuing her climate activism.
I'm really excited, but I think there's also a lot of pressure because it's the first time that a lot of people from my generation are able to vote, and it feels like so much of the burden is on us to make the quote-unquote right choice and make the proper choice that is going to give us a safe future. We're already burdened with so much responsibility, but we don't want to exacerbate that in the future.
Fellow climate advocate Neve O'Connor-Smith is based in Melbourne and says she finds the government's policies off-putting.
I sit here and be like, I don't know what my future looks like. They don't represent what I want, and they don't represent like what young people want. Like, I don't see anything in any of their policies that is actually going to help me long term, or like build community around me and help other young people like me, build a future.
At a training pitch in Sydney's Inner West, though, the approaching election isn't front of mind for players.
I'd have to say I know Labor and Liberal. I'm pretty sure Scott Morrison's Liberal. Yeah, that's all I know, yeah, to be honest.
You see what you see on like social media and stuff, so I'm probably just going to end up making my decision based on what I'm seeing on the internet at the time. I haven't really put too much thought into who I'm going to vote for, but when the time comes, I'll do my research and see how I feel about whichever party.
Further south in Sydney's Sutherland Shire, the Curranulla Aboriginal Corporation works as a drop-in centre for the local Indigenous community. The centre relies on the help of youth workers such as 19-year-old Tamika Lee Fitzgerald, who says the young vote might not be the top priority for the major parties.
Yeah, I think there could be more to do with youth around Australia, whether that be Indigenous or not. I do tend to think that politicians focus more on middle age rather than youth, but yeah.
In Perth, the local Tigrayan community has long been advocating for the government to condemn the Ethiopian government over alleged war crimes in their homeland. 18-year-old biomedical science student Noah Tsehaye has watched the government condemn Russia over its invasion of Ukraine and is disappointed it hasn't done the same over Tigray.
I do wish in the future, whoever party does win the election, really just condemn the Ethiopian government for what's happening in Tigray. I've seen it's been done with Ukraine within a matter of, 24 hours, but with Tigray it's been over 500 days.
At the University of Queensland, students are considering the issues that will drive how they vote.
Climate change, 100% climate change. And also I think housing prices and rent as well. Rent in the city in particular is actually crazy, and it's very stressful going in, trying to become like an adult and not knowing how much time I will need to actually buy a house and settle down.
Everyone who studies, they study what they want to do. So it shouldn't be like they're kind of forcing people to choose different career paths just for like economic reasons. It should be, study what you want to do, because you don't want to live your life working a job that you hate.
Senior lecturer in politics at the Australian National University, Dr. Jill Shepherd, says the nature of Australia's compulsory voting system means young voters are often overlooked by the major parties. She says it's unsurprising many first-time voters are disengaged from the political system.
I think it's the easiest job in the world for the parties to engage younger people, more than they're doing now, because at the moment they're frankly doing nothing. All they have to do is speak to young people on terms that that appeal to them. So talk about climate change, talk about access to education, talk about the problems faced by renters and people saving for their first homes. These are issues that the major parties seem scared to talk about because they will put off older voters, and they have to face that risk.
The Australian Electoral Commission says at the end of February, there were over 610,000 Australians enrolled to vote aged 18, 19 or 20 years old. Spokesman Evan Eakin-Smythe says after the election is called, there are just 7 days to enrol. He encourages people to enrol as soon as they can.
the message to anyone who is ever listening to us when we talk about enrolment is do it now. It's really easy. You can just go to aec.gov.au. It's a completely online form. You can do it on your mobile phone. It takes about 5 minutes.
A short investment in time for people to contribute to Australia's democratic process. Tyson Cusey, SBS News.